Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is Let me clean this back off. What's going on, guys? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. I hope you are enjoying your evening wherever you are. Tonight, I'm talking about this is only the beginning. You know, sometimes when we're facing life, we're facing struggles, we're facing different things that are going on in our lives. Sometimes we might feel like, this is the end. Oh, my goodness. But what God has been telling me, for me personally, that this is only the beginning. I'm going to say it again. This is only the beginning. This is not just a test. You know, when they have things come on TV and they say this is a test. It's not about this is a test. This is life. Life is happening in real time. Things are happening in real time. But God is saying right now, look, this is only the beginning. You might be experiencing some things like, you know, as I've been sharing with you guys, I've been grieving my mother's going away. You know, I'm glad that she's no longer in any pain. But for me back here, down here on this end, there's just some getting used to this new normal, as some people might say. Let me move back just a little bit. But I hope you guys are doing well tonight. And you might be where I am. I'm going to share with you where I am, what is happening with me in my life. And I just want to tell you that tonight, this is only the beginning. You know, and I was like, hey, man, Lord, what am I going to talk about tonight? You know, sometimes, guys, we're facing difficult times. You might say, Lord, why am I going through this? Why me? Why now? And then the question becomes, why not you? And then why not now? See, life is going to happen. You know, and one of the things I'm encouraged about tonight is that throughout my mom's process, and I call it a beautiful process because God gave me the grace to be there, to be there for her, to be present, to be a part of the whole process. And she shared a lot with me, and we had an opportunity because God knew that I was not in the mental capacity or mental place or spiritual place to have dealt with the devastating this right here a few years ago, because I experienced in my life pre-COVID what people have been experiencing during COVID. So I had already gone through this where it seemed like I had lost a lot of people. At one point in time, people, I went to funerals like crazy, you know, and it was hard for me to deal with that, but I'm so grateful and I'm thankful. And listen, this is a daily thing. This is new for me. You know, a month and a half ago, I was speaking with my mother. About a month and a half ago, we were preparing to have some fun that upcoming weekend. But, you know, life happens. Things happen. Not about a month and a half ago. Oh, man, the time is going by so quickly. It's January the 18th, so more than that. More like almost like 7 or 8 weeks ago. You know, but I'm still here. We're still here. And this is only the beginning. So God was telling me, look, you know, life is like a play, right? Life is like a play. You know, some key players often make their exit, but guess what? The show must go on. And you still got to do what God has called you to do. They might have played their role And now it is time for you and I to take center stage in what is called our lives, our life. You know, and I said this before, the whole thing about life being like a stage. You know, like we have actors, you know, we have actresses, we have people in our area. Sometimes we have people, you might have heard this, sometimes we have people that we have made key players in our lives that really aren't key players. You know, and sometimes, guys, God allows us to go through things so we can recalibrate and rethink things through and look at things over with a new set of eyes. But guess what? The show must go on. It does not stop because someone has passed. It does not stop because someone's story might have changed along the way. Guess what? Life is only beginning, and it begins day by day. You know, praying the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, you know, praying, give us this day our daily bread, you know, taking each day as it comes. But it's all in how you look at it. I can look at a picture. I can look at something from my angle and I can see something differently. Someone else can look at the same picture and something else might catch their attention. But guess what? It's all in how you look at it. It's all in how you view life. Are you looking at it like this is it? This is over? Or are you looking at this, you know, Lord, I'm believing you that your word is true. I'm believing that the things you've spoken to me about my life will come to pass. So I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you in what you have said to me in my life. I'm going to encourage you tonight to be optimistic. You see, I could have fallen to pieces, but God kept me. It's all in how you look at it. It's all in how you look at the situation that you are dealing with in your life. Either you're going to be optimistic or either you're going to be negative. Either you're going to be ready for it or either you're going to be afraid of it. But either way, it's how you look at it. It's all in how you look at what you are dealing with or are experiencing. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 through 20, you know, listen to this. First of all, guys, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Listen to this. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And, okay, here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 30. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. You know, choose life. This whole thing about only beginning, you're going to either choose life or you're going to choose death. You can either choose to believe or you're going to choose not to believe. You can either walk in faith or by faith, or you're going to be afraid, or you're not going to do it. You know, I'm going to encourage you, as God is encouraging me, to choose life. Choose life. What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Auntie Waddles? Choose life. You know, guys, we have choices each day. Each day can be the beginning of something great, because today is your day for a breakthrough. Today can be your day for a breakthrough. So choose life. And then make some paradigm shifts. What's going on, Steph? Make some paradigm shifts. Tonight I'm talking about this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. You know, it's how you look at your story. You know, and I'm sharing these things with you because, you know, I have just experienced the death of my mother. You know, so I am grieving. I'm going through grief, and God's encouraging me. God's encouraging me to continue to move forward, and God's encouraging me to look at life differently, look at life positively, because guess what? Life goes on. Guess what? It does not stop. You know, so when our loved ones have passed, guess what? They've gone on to rest in the Lord. They've gone on to the next part, you know, but we are still here, and guess what? We still have work to do. And God's like, this is only the beginning. Does it feel weird? Yes, it feels so weird not having my mother here. But you know what? I'm encouraged because God has left me with family, friends and family, people who have become like family to surround me. I have a village. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the support. The home church, First Baptist Church, my family, people who've been like family for years, you know, many adopted aunts. I do have some aunts remaining, aunts, cousins, you know, and of course I have my father, you know, I have my dad, my step family, you know. So God's given me a great support system. And I should have said my dad first, you know. I have my father and my step family, you know. I do have my brother and sister, you know. So God and play sisters and brothers, you know. But listen, this point I'm saying is this. It's all in how you look at it. And I know for myself, God was like, no, I brought you too far to let you go backwards and start overeating and doing all that stuff. You know, listen to this, guys. Sometimes we have to make those paradigm shifts. Sometimes we have to change positions and look at different things from a different angle. What's going on, man? What's going on, bro? We have to look at things from a different angle sometimes, you know. Make the paradigm shift. Sometimes if you might say, Lord, I need to have some understanding about what I'm going through. Sometimes we have to take a step back and stop. Say, Lord, please show me how you want me to go about this. Show me what's going on around me. You know, listen, because it's all in how you look at it. When my mom passed on December 7th, I could say, you know what, I'm done. Now I heard the Lord say to me, you have work to do. My mom, yes, yes, Stephanie says, Stephanie on IG, what's up, Steph? She says, reposition ourselves. Yeah, I have to reposition ourselves. Sometimes we have to do that. God, like, take a break. Let me take a break. Let me take a step back so I can mourn. Let me take a step back so I can breathe. Breathe and grieve and continue to grow. Lord, I'm getting my marching orders from you. It's all in how you look at it. So when things happen, disappointments and all these different things, it's how we look at it. Sometimes those can be the greatest opportunities because we learn. We learn. Like Stephanie was saying on IG, on Instagram, we can reposition ourselves. What's going on, cousin? We can reposition ourselves and say, Lord, have your way in my life today. Have your way in this situation. Because listen to this, guys. God will give you the grace you need to succeed. God will give you the grace that you need to succeed in whatever it is that you are going through, because it's all in how you look at it. I can look at things and say, this is it. This is the end. My mama's not here. Well, I can sit here and say, you know what, Lord, I'm trusting you and I'm believing you because I've been doing this and you've been with me. You've had my back. So, Lord, I'm trusting you today. Lord, I'm believing in you today. Lord, I'm thanking you for bringing me through this grief and bringing me through this trial, this hardship, these growing pains that I am experiencing. Thank you for giving me the grace to get through this. You see, this is only the beginning. God is saying God has not stopped being God. So I want you to understand, some people are cops. For those who come in, I've said life is like a play. And sometimes we have different characters in our lives. And sometimes, guess what, those different characters, they make a grand exit. They make a grand exit. And then it's the spotlight is on us. Now the question is, what do we do with this spotlight? What do we do during this time right now? And that becomes the thing. What do we do? What do we do? See, listen, I heard about this. I heard the saying, guys. It goes like this. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God will not protect you. I saw this online. I'm going to read this again. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God will not protect you. Let me tell you this. God has everything that you need in this situation. In whatever the situation you are experiencing, God has you. But I want to tell you today, this is only the beginning. And listen to this. It's all in how you look at your situation. It's all in how you look at the different things you are experiencing. You see, let me tell you this. And I think the key thing for me in this season is that God has prepared me. God has prepared me. Let me tell you this. God has prepared you for this day, Tuesday, January the 18th, 2022. Listen, guys, I haven't written 2021. We're in 2022. Listen to this. For real though, God has prepared you. You might feel like, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. But listen to this. God has prepared you. I want to encourage you, if you've been following along, if you've been walking with the Lord, if you've been praying and asking him to keep you, and you've experienced him in your life, you experienced the move of God in your life, guess what? He has prepared you to be where you are right now. Now, the question is, are we willing to listen? Are we willing to listen to what God is telling us and what God is telling you in your personal life? So first point, it's all in how you look at it. Second point, God has prepared you. All the things you've experienced, all the things, the interactions you've had, listen, there's a lesson in everything if we are willing to listen. This is another saying I heard, guys. Nothing beats a failure but a try. If you fail, try again. There is a lesson for everything, guys. There's a lesson for everything. And that's one of the things I want you guys to understand tonight. There's a lesson for everything. You know, you might be feeling like, you know, why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing this? Because guess what? God can use whatever it is that you are going through today to bless you, so that you can help bless someone, encourage them, whatever it is that they are going through. Some people have said to me, I thought you would have been broke. You have broken down by now. No, God has been gracious to me. God has been gracious. He's given me grace, and I'm leaning on him. And I thank God for that encouragement from a sister of mine from church who had reminded me to lean on God. He got you. He can handle you. He can handle your weight. Trust in him. Lean on him. So I've been leaning. I've been leaning. Listen to this. You got to lean because listen to this. One of the things I learned is this. Sometimes, guys, there's not going to be anyone around, but you got to stand on the word of God. As I wrote the song, Stand on the Rock. You know, I've got to stand on the rock who's Jesus Christ. The Lord is my rock. My life and my salvation. I'm going to run this race. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to stand on the rock who's Jesus Christ. So guess what? I'm standing on Jesus Christ. Guess what? I'm leaning on Jesus Christ. I'm rocking with Jesus Christ. You know, come on. Why am I saying this? Because guess what? I realize that I'm not alone. Yeah, if I thought I was alone, this might be a different story. If I didn't invest that time and spend that time spent, and if I did not invest, if I had not spent time with my mother, it would have been a totally different thing. But I was there. I was there with her. God blessed me to be there. So, you know, I've done my role. Now it's on me to continue to do what God has called me to do. And guess what? Regardless of whatever it is that you're experiencing, regardless of the hurt or the pain or grief that you are experiencing in your life, it's time for you to lean on them. It's time for you to rock with them by yourself. You've got to be willing to do that. Blessings to you, Jackie. Blessings to you. Amen, Jackie. Jackie said amen. Yeah, you know, and guess what? It's going to come time for you to stand. It's going to come time for you to stand on your own. But guess what? I'm so grateful that people might forsake me. But guess what? God would never leave me nor forsake me. When I look back over my life, I see where God has brought me from and has brought me through. And guess what? He's saying, I still got you. I still got you. I'm here to tell you today, God still has you. This is only the beginning. So, and listen to this, guys. The show does not stop when some of the characters in your life leave. Guess what? The show must go on. God says continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God says continue to lean with me, to lean on me, continue to seek my face. It doesn't stop. One player in the show does not stop. Guess what? You are responsible for doing what God has called you to do. And listen to this. This is not the end. God is saying this is the beginning. Each day is a new day for something great. Each day is another opportunity for God to move and walk in your life. Hey, how you doing, Mama Thuries? You know, each day. Don't underestimate what God can do in your life. You know, Moses had a speech impediment, you know, a stuttering problem. And, you know, listen to this. You might be saying to yourself, how can God use me? And you can go through the whole list of everything you've done wrong. But guess what? Let me tell you this. I am so glad today that my hope is in God. I'm so glad today that God had grace and had mercy for me in my life. Listen, let me tell you this, guys. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. You know, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, you dear children are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I'm going to tell you that greater is he who lives within you than he who lives within the world. See, God can use anyone, but you've just got to be willing. You've got to be willing. You've got to be willing. God can use you. You might say, I can't speak. Guess what? God will give you peace. You slow down, take that time, and allow him to speak through you. God, I'm not as good of a singer as this person, but you sing and you give God the praise. You give him the glory and you use what God has given you. You might say, God, I cannot write like this person right here, like this author. But guess what? You use the words that God has given you. You use those ideas. And guess what? You will reach the people order, the people you are supposed to reach. In other words, guys, God can still use you. And, you know, God was telling me, what's in your hand? You remember, I've been talking about that. I've talked about that this past year. You know, God has asked me, you know, what is in your hand? So if you look and see what's in your hand, if you look and see what God has blessed you with, you know, the talents he's given you, listen, you take those talents and you use those talents. You take those talents and you encourage someone. You take those talents and you help. Change someone's life. You know, use what God has given you. Why is this important? Because, guys, listen to this. God has prepared you. He has prepared you for this season. He has prepared you for where you are right now. You've just got to believe and trust him. And that's the question. That's the question. Do you believe and trust him? You got to be willing to do that. You know, listen to this. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus sent out the 12 disciples, right? He sent them out two by two. He sent them out. Listen, God has not only prepared you guys. You know, he's not only prepared us. You know, it's time for us to do what he's called us to do. It's time for us to do our work. It's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to share the gospel. It's time for us to spread love. We should be doing that anyway. We should be doing that anyway. In Mark chapter 6, verse 6, it reads, then Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. Then says this, Yeah, let me go ahead. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. They took their instructions and they did it. They took their instructions, hey, and they did it. They did the thing. Listen to this. Jesus has prepared you. What has he placed in your heart for you to do in this season? And the question is, are you doing it? Are you doing it? God has prepared you. This is only the beginning. I'm just here to tell you tonight, this is only the beginning. But it's all in how you look at it. God has prepared you. How many of you guys feel like God has prepared you for where you are? Because listen, God will use you. He will use what you've gone through and what you've experienced for the next season in your life. So when you're going through some hardships, guess what? You're going through some hardships so you can help someone else out who might be going through some hardships. So you can learn. So you can learn from the experience. So you can process the experience. And then you can make the changes that you need to make in your life. You know, Jesus prepared them and he sent his disciples out. God's prepared you. He's prepared me. Now, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? That becomes the question, what are we going to do about it? You know, continue doing what you've been doing. You know, sometimes when life happens and things change in our lives, sometimes it throws us out. It throws us off if we allow ourselves to be thrown off. But for me, God was like, do what you've been doing. What have you been doing? You've been preaching, keep on preaching. What's up, Doc? Keep on preaching. Keep on preaching. Keep on doing what I've called you to do. Keep on doing it. What were you doing when your loved ones passed, when they went on to glory? Guess what? Continue to do what you're doing. If you're doing things positively and you were doing things giving God glory, guess what? Keep on doing that. If you were being productive, keep on doing that, because guess what? I know that my mother would want me to continue on. And I know that she would not want me to go back to depression and gain all these 60 or plus pounds I've lost and go through depression and do that. No, 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 no. Broke the cycle. Broke that cycle. No, no, no. You know, continue doing what you've been doing. So guess what? That's what God placed in my heart. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue doing what God has called me to do. Those who are coming on, I'm talking about this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. Yes, because, it's just getting to a point of saying, you know what, Lord, no, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to believe you. And I'm going to have faith. God was like, continue doing what you've been doing. Continue moving forward. Continue preaching. Because it was about doing God's will. So guess what? We in our lives, we have to continue to do what God has called us to do. Now the question is, are we going to do it? You know, I could have said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm not going to come on Tuesday nights right now. I'm going to take a sabbatical and I'm not going to preach because I'm grieving. God's like, no, you continue to do what you've been doing. You continue to move forward. You continue to give me praise. You continue. This is only the beginning. See, and God had to remind me, my mom had served her purpose. But guess what? My purpose is still here. My purpose is still to do God's will. And God's plan for my life is still yay and amen. My mom, she's done her part, but guess what? I've got to do my part so I can get my crown. So guess what? I'm encouraged even more so, even in the face of adversity, even in the midst of conflict, even in the midst of all these disappointments, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. So my focus today, my focus is embracing where I'm going, what I've been going through and dealing with and grieving and moving forward. Lord, how do I move forward? And God was telling me today, this is only the beginning. This is not the end. This is not the end of the story. This is a new chapter in my life. This is a new chapter in my life. And God says, you know what? It's all in how you look at it, first point. Second point, God has prepared me. God has prepared you. Third point, continue to do what you've been doing. Don't stop doing the good. Don't stop praising God because you're going through some things. Don't stop because you've lost some loved ones. Guess what? Because God has still been good. Guess what? God is still good. He is good. You know what? You know, listen, God is. God is. And guess what? When you understand that, hey, Fanny, what's going on, cuz? When you understand that, when you understand that God is good, guess what? You're not going to lose focus on crazy stuff. God said to me, this is only the beginning. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God has come to give life. Now, I'm going to tell you this, guys. We got to speak life. We got to speak life. Yes, all the time. All the time, fam. All the time. We got to speak life. We got to be willing to do what God has called us to do. God says, this is only the beginning. If I say that this is the end and I start doing that and I fall into depression, that's something else. And my cousin said, my family says, he's my all in all. Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. You know, so God's like, look, continue to do what I've called you to do. So I'm like, okay, Lord. You know, people are like, you're doing okay? Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm taking it day by day. You know, and, you know, and when I have those times, I go through those moments, I'm still saying, Lord, thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for keeping me, because it's only the grace of God that is keeping me in this season. The enemy will want me to lose hope and lose faith, but guess what? Greater is he who lives within me. And God's message for me is, look, I will bring you through. This is only the beginning. You continue to move forward. You continue to do what I've called you to do. And guess what? That's what I'm doing. Guess what? That's exactly what I'm doing. What's going on, Bishop? That's exactly what I'm doing. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says this. We live by faith and not by sight. We live by faith, not by sight. Listen to this. Live by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank the Lord right now, because God is so great. Praise him right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for keeping me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. And there's some power that comes when you begin to just say, praise the Lord and thank him for all that he is, for all that he is and all that he will continue to do, thanking him for who he is. See, I understand what my mom was saying now. I understand. You know, sometimes you don't, sometimes you don't understand until you go through. And sometimes, guys, we don't understand it until we've gone through this. That God is my rock. That God is my all. We walk by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith. Continue to walk by faith. Don't give up your faith because you're going to have some hard times. Because guess what? God didn't promise us that everything's going to be easy. Jesus didn't say it's going to be easy, but he said, I'm going to be with you. It doesn't mean that it's an easy road, but guess what? It means that he's giving you grace that you will get through it. So when you're going through things, don't pay attention to what you see or what you hear. What is God saying to you about your situation? What is God saying to you about what you're going through? What is God saying to you about where you are right now? And are you willing to do what he's called you to do? I love when my family on there on IG said, thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. When you get to that point where you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for breath. Thank you for these experiences so I can learn and I continue to grow. Let me continue to remain faithful. I'm not going to walk by faith. I'm going to walk by what God has told me in his word and what he's telling me in my spirit. Walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm not going to be moved by that. I'm going to be moved by the word of God. I'm going to be moved by what God is saying to me about my life. Let me tell you this, guys. If you want to make it, and you've been doing right and trying to do right, continue to do it right. Continue to strive to do what God has called you to do. Because people are going to always have an opinion. But the question is, what has God told you to do? And God said, continue to do it. Like I said, if I were to, you know, go back and say, you know what, God, I'm tired of this. My mom is gone. I'm not going to do any of this. But I was like, no, let me continue on. I have my good days. I have my bad days. And it feels so weird with my mother not being here, with me in the flesh. But I think about those words she told me. I think about those stories she told me. I think about those encouraging words. And I think about what I have on tape, video, all these things. And I thank the Lord for that. So when I have those times, I want to hear a voice, I can hear a voice. If I want to look at her, I can look at her. But guess what? Those memories live in my heart. And guess what? I'm realizing that God has created me for a bigger purpose. For a bigger purpose. Guess what? God has created you for a bigger purpose. So if you're still here, that means you have a purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. Don't let anyone tell you you don't. Don't let anyone tell you that you are not important, that God does not have a purpose and a plan for your life. Don't let anyone tell you that. Continue doing what God has called you to do. Make time for God. Make time for God. You know, God, sometimes, you know, we think that the answer is talking to someone and getting their opinion or going here. Listen, make time for God. God, I'm placing you first. Lord, have your way in my heart. God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's power when you get to a point where you just say, thank you, Lord. There's power. Wherever you guys are, just say, thank you, Lord. Lift those hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Wherever you are. Listen, he's worthy of all the praise. God saying, this is only the beginning. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe that tonight. But make that time for God. Because listen to this. When you make time for important people in your life, something happens. God can begin to move. He can begin to show you when you say, thank you, Lord. Here I am. Let me get quiet. Let me turn the phone off. Let me sit back. Because sometimes, guys, you do have to take a seat. Sometimes you have to take a seat and say, Lord, let me just stop. Let me be still. Let me hear what it is that you are saying to me. And you've got to be willing to do that. You've got to be willing to do that wherever you guys are. Wherever you guys are, you've got to be willing to do that. Now, that becomes the question. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to do it? Yes. My cousin says, thank you, Lord, for all you have done and will do for me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Listen, guys, there's power. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy, but God wants to give you life and give you life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, that this is not the end, but only the beginning. Each day is the beginning. Each day is a new start. Each day can be that. But again, it's how you look at it. And you got to believe that God's prepared you. You get to continue to do what you've been doing. Continue. Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. Get it. Yes, I said that. Feed the hope. Stop the negativity. God, either we're feeding death, we're feeding light. We're either feeding darkness or we're feeding light. We're either feeding negativity or we're feeding positivity. We're either dividing or we're bringing together. But I want to tell you guys this. There is a season for everything under the sun. Don't get it twisted. There's a season to cut things off. There's a season to mend. There's a season to talk. There's a season to be silent. There's a season to live. And guess what? There's a season to die. Whatever season you're in, understand the different seasons. And understand where God has you in your life. Understand where you are in your life. Understand where you are. Understand there's a season for everything. But I want to tell you tonight, feed the hope. Feed your faith. Whatever you give energy to, guess what? That's going to have that place in your life. And you got to snatch those things down, snatch those high things, snatch those imaginations down. Snatch those things down. And lift up the cross of Jesus. Lift up the word of God. Lift up Jesus. Now I'm going to tell you guys this. Walk in the peace of God. Walk in the peace of God. You know, guys, you know, I don't know about you, but I have to stay focused on God. I have to stay focused on God. You know, I've learned a lot of things in this season. One of the things I'm going to say for myself is that I'm embracing, because I love the fact that my mother, we knew where she was coming from. So for my life, guys, you know, I'm going to continue to tell her how it is. You might not like it. I do that anyway, you know. But at least you know where people come from. At least you know where people are coming from. And walk in the peace of God. Walk in the peace of God. Now, what did that have to do with anything? I'm talking about, guys, feeding hope, starving negativity, walking in the peace of God. Do what you do in giving glory to God so that God can be glorified. Do what you do so God can be glorified. And if God is not being glorified, you have to ask, why am I doing this? You have to ask, why am I saying this? Amen, Willie Mae. You have to stay focused on God because the devil is busy. Yes, yes, cuz. Yes, cuz. The devil is busy. Blessing this. Yes, cuz. Yes, fam. The devil is busy because the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm going to tell you, walk in the peace of God. You know, and I was encouraged. And I tell you guys this. I think I said this to my mother. I'm not saying she's perfect. I'm not saying that. But she loved the Lord. And she loved praising God. And she put him first. And what she did out of love. Out of love. So I'm like, Lord, I want to do what I'm going to continue to do. God said, continue to do it. You're already doing it. Continue to do it out of love. Out of love. Out of love. Guys, we've got to love. We've got to love. You know, Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. I'm going to say this again. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace. Let me say this again. You will keep him in perfect peace, him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Guess what? God will keep you in perfect peace in the midst of mess. He will keep you perfect in perfect peace in the midst of a storm. He will keep you in perfect peace in the midst of grief. He will keep you in perfect peace in the midst of disappointment. He will keep you in perfect peace, period. Exclamation point. Ha! Of course, not period, the exclamation point. You can either use a period, but I'm going to go ahead and use exclamation point. He will keep you in perfect peace. Keep your mind on him. Continue to do what you've been doing. See, God saying, this is not the end. God was telling me, this is not the end, only the beginning. And guess what? Each day we rise up and we get up. Guess what? It is a new day, a new dawn. We should be saying, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. You know, daily bread. Daily bread. Listen, this is only the beginning. Each day is a new day to make a difference and to make a change. You know, guys, you know, my next point tonight is this. Stay in the present. Stay in the present. You know, I can sit back and, guys, you know, what do people do sometimes? We go back. And I've seen some people have different scales. You know, if you forgive this person, but you won't forgive that person. You hold this person to this, but you don't hold that person to this. How about this? Use the same scales. How about we give everyone grace? How about we walk in the present now? We walk in love. Where is this person now? And how about this? How about we make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to do? This is only beginning. Listen, guys, like this. Stay in the present. It can be easy to stay at a point of pain, disappointment, or grief, but we, you and I, must press forward. We got to press forward. We got to move forward. In other words, guys, I could stay in this grief, and I could stay in this grief, and I understand it's not like a one-time thing or a process, you know, this is a daily process. And some people say you never get over it. And I tell you this, I love my mother. I wasn't a mama's boy, but I loved her. You know, and this is what I'm experiencing. But God's like, stay in the present. It's not about going to the past or going to a point of pains or the point or a point where we were hurt, a point where we were grieving, a point where we were disappointed. It's about moving forward. It's about moving forward. And listen to this. Philippians 3:13-14. My brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press. You know, stay in the present. And I've always said this. You might feel the pain. You might feel disappointment. You might feel hurt. You might feel grief. It's okay. Do it in a healthy way. As one of my friends said, don't stew in it. You like stew, you know, you fix that stew and you just stand and you just, no, don't stew in it. Keep moving. Keep moving. Stay in the present. Because sometimes, guys, when we're going through, and whether we're thinking about the good times, we're thinking about the bad times, let's say we're thinking about the bad times, we go back to that thing and we stew in it. We stew in that point. We stew. How not? Move beyond that. Move beyond that. Keep looking forward. Keep staying future focused. Stay in the present. When I say future focused, meaning that your eyes are looking forward. But you can't move forward if you're always looking back. And yeah, and they did this and they did that. Yeah, and they did this. And look, people are holding on to things that happened 20 something years ago. 30, 40, 50, 60. How many people are online? How were your ages? You know, listen to this. Some people hold on to things by decades. You know, how about letting some things go? How about staying in the present? How about looking at people through the lens of God? God, how you want me to look at this? You know, but instead what I'm seeing is that people have different, you know, I'm going to hold this person 20 years ago. I'm going to hold this for that person 30 years ago. I'm not going to hold anything against you because, you know, we tight like that. No. How about, yeah, let that stuff go. Yeah, fam, one of my family members said, can't let go. Shake my head. Yeah. How about letting some things go so you can move forward? But we can't move forward if we're always looking backwards. We can't move forward if we're harboring things and not forgiving people, not forgiving each other. Guess what? You got to forgive and let go. But listen to this. How about this? When you're going through, when you're at your weakest, guys, listen to this. The enemy does not play fair. I was talking to someone earlier today, and they said the enemy does not play fair. The enemy wants to destroy you at your – he's going to wait until you are at your weakest at points. Sometimes he'll get you at your weakest. Sometimes he'll get you at your weakest, or what he thinks is at your weakest. You know, how about letting some things go? And if you're having a hard time, you say, Lord, help me to let this thing go. Why is this important? Because, guys, sometimes we're not staying in the present with our emotions. So we can be angry, but sin not. And we're not perfect. Sometimes we're going to make mistakes. And one of the things I've always said, and I've always preached here, and I've always said this, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. Hey, what's going on? I make mistakes. Guess what? You make mistakes. But guess what? Greater is he who lives within us than he who lives within the world. And God's saying, stay in the present. Stay, you know, embrace how you're feeling. And then say, Lord, I need your help. Because if you didn't need God's help, guess what? There would be no need for a Savior. If we could make it without God, guess what? There would be no need for what Jesus Christ did on the cross. But guess what? We cannot make it without ourselves. We need him. We need him. We need God. You know, this is only the beginning. But you've got to be willing to yeah, you got to let some stuff go. You got to be willing to let it go. Stay in the present and let go of past hurts. Stay in the present. And then when things happen, don't go back to the vault. Sometimes we like to go back to the vault. Well, let me go back to my vault. You might forgive them, but, you know, sometimes you just have to say, you know, I'm not putting that energy toward that. Yeah. Yeah, one of my cousins says this, God loves us even when we mess up. That's right. God loves us. And someone said, you know, even someone that you might be at odds with or you might not like right now, guess what? Christ died for that person too. Guess what? God died for that person too. You know, we want to be forgiven, right? Then we should forgive. You know, why is it hard for us to do that? What's going on? You know, tonight I'm talking about this. This is only the beginning. If God forgives us, Lord, yeah. Yeah, cuz. You know, if God's forgiven us, we should be willing to forgive others. You know, so guess what? We all made mistakes. Stay in the present. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you to move in my life. I need you to walk and work in my life. And I'm going to trust and I'm going to believe you in my life. I'm going to trust and believe you. And listen to this. And if you come to this point and you're struggling to forgive, just say, Lord, help me to forgive. Don't act like you're not angry. Guess what? God knows you're angry. Don't act like you're not disappointed. You are disappointed. But then work through it. But I'm going to tell you this. Luke chapter 9, verse 62 says this. 9, chapter 62 says, Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. I want to encourage you. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back. Keep moving forward. And sometimes, guys, you might hurt. But guess what? God will heal you. He will heal the pain. He will ease the pain. He will heal the pain. But guess what? Sometimes you are going to go through things. And I talk about being comfortable, being uncomfortable. But you know what? Guess what? God's word doesn't change. And guess what? God has been with you. If you believe that, guess what? He will continue to be with you. But tonight, God was telling you this is only the beginning. You know, you might have some disappointments. First point is all in how you look at it. Second point, God has prepared you. You have everything that you need. God has prepared you. Third point, continue to do what you've been doing. Third point, stay in the present. Stay in the present. Stay in the present. Look for it. Move forward. Let go of some stuff. This is only the beginning. The last point tonight, this is only the beginning. Now, if you've been feeling like you're going through and you feel like, you know, like I'm done with this, I'm done with that. And, you know, I could look at this, at what's going on right now in my life with my mother's death and everything and saying, like, this is the end. And God's like, no, this is the beginning. I don't know what's going to come ahead, but I'm encouraged because God's word, his will for my life is still yea and amen. God's going to still do what he's called me to do because I have work to do. You have work to do. So guess what? This is only the beginning. Each day you get up is a new opportunity to do something differently and a new opportunity to do something new. God has a plan for your life. You might have had some hard times and some disappointing times, but guess what? God has a plan for you. And that's what I believe. I believe that. God has a plan for your life. Now, the question is, are you willing to say yes, Lord? The question is, are you willing to say yes, Lord? I want to do what you called me to do. Yes, Lord, I want to move forward in the things you called me to do. Then say, Lord, right now, wherever you guys are right now, say, Lord, I am willing. Amen. Thank you, cuz. You know, say yes, Lord, I am willing. Help me. But I'm going to tell you guys this. Be patient, too. You cannot rush the process. Trust the process. You cannot rush the process. You have to be patient. But guess what? God will meet you right wherever you are right now. I'm here to let you know and to remind you that God has a plan for your life. God has a blessing with your name on it. Listen to Twinkie Clark song, Twinkie Clark Trills. God has a blessing with your name on it. Listen, God has a blessing with your name on it. Believe that tonight. He has a plan for you for your life. Now, I love Jeremiah 29:11. If you know me, you know I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God has a plan for you. Believe it. Believe it. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Guess what? God has a plan for you. If you are alive, God has a plan for you. And God says, you know what? I've forgiven you. God has a plan for you. The supporting cast might change in your life. If you were with me at the beginning of the broadcast, I said life is like a play. Some people come in and they make their grand exits. And sometimes when they make a grand exit, my mom made a grand exit. Guess what? The spotlight comes on that person. The spotlight is on you. And guess what? You take center stage in your life. Sometimes your supporting cast members change. Sometimes some people go, different people for different things in your life, different chapters in your life. You've got to be open for that, open to that. But guess what? Regardless of whatever happens, guess what? God is still with you. And if you love the Lord, guess what? God's with that supporting cast member, wherever they are. Because God desires that all men will be saved. For everyone, the supporting cast might change, but God's purpose for your life does not change. God is still with you. You've got to believe that. Say amen wherever you guys are. Yeah, because you better preach. Aha, praise God. Praise God. I'm ready to shout up in here. You know, guys, listen. Be open to God's move. Be open to God's move. Be open to God's move. Because guess what? God wants to heal people today. God wants to deliver people today. God wants to set people free. Be open for God's move. You know, and guys, honestly, you know, for me in this season, I'm like, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. And God's like, you know, I've already prepared you. That's what God has prepared you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I want to tell you this. Keep God first. Hallelujah. Keep God first. Hallelujah, guys. Wherever you guys are going through right now, keep God first. And watch God move in your life. God says, today is your day for a breakthrough. This is only the beginning. This is not the end. And if you believe that wherever you are, say amen. Amen. And then say, I believe that this is only the beginning. And I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to praise you, Lord. I'm going to let go of all the crazy stuff, and I'm going to follow you and do what you called me to do, Lord. And I'm going to trust you. Trust God in the process. Trust God in the storm. Trust God in the fire. Trust God in the heat. Trust God in the thick of things. Trust God in the morning, noonday, at night. Trust God, because God has you. And God is saying to you, as he's been saying to me, this is only the beginning. And when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Lord will raise up that standard against him. The Lord will raise up that standard. God has you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Praise the Lord tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you, I pray to God that you would touch those people who are listening right now, Lord. I pray you would touch them where they are at the point of need, their need at that point, whatever it is that they need for you to do in their lives, Lord. I pray that you would touch them, that you will meet them. Now, God says, be willing to be open. Hallelujah. Be willing to be open today. Be willing to trust him. Be willing to serve him. Be willing to remind yourself that he is in control. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him in this season. Trust him in this season. God is breaking down chains. He's breaking down yokes. He's breaking up the warfare that the enemy has been trying to do in your life. Believe that. I'm believing that tonight. Believe that wherever you are tonight. God is breaking some things. He's breaking some things. He's breaking some setups. He's breaking things. Praise him wherever you are, guys. Praise him and thank him. This is your season, and this is only the beginning. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but guess what? He's going to be there, and he is with you. This is only the beginning. Praise God wherever you are. Lord, thank you right now for your word. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Now, I pray, Father God, you touch the lives of those people who are listening right now, those who are coming through. You know what they're going through, what they're experiencing. Lord, thank you for touching me and moving in my life. I give you praise. I give you all glory in Jesus' name. Listen, God is real, and God wants to work and move in your life. Believe today that this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. You know, your situations might be trying to speak to you. The enemy might be trying to speak to you. But listen to this. You speak the word of God. Greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. God loves me. God loves you. This is only the beginning. This is not the end. Speak life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life. Speak life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Trust him. Trust the process. This is only the beginning. I just want to say God bless you. I want to say thank you for continuing to keep me in your prayers, guys. This walk is real. You know, God has a purpose and he has a plan for your life. Believe that. Believe that. It's all in how you look at it. God has prepared you. Continue to do what you've been doing. Stay in the present and remind yourself, this is only the beginning. And say, God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Please pray for my ministry, Fire Hearts Ministries. Don't forget to look for it. I have a book available on Amazon, you know, and I have some music on iTunes. Just look for G-Wright. I have some more music coming out pretty soon. A song with my mother. She's in the first part of it. Called God Answers Prayer. Listen, God answers prayer. You might be going through, but I want to tell you that God answers prayer. He might not answer it the way you might expect him to answer it, but guess what? God answers prayer. This is only the beginning. So I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to rock with him. I'm going to lean on him because he can hold me. God has me. God has you if we allow him to. This is only the beginning. I just want to say God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Join me this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. I have a special guest you will find out pretty soon. And thank you for praying for my ministry, Fireheart Ministries. There are a lot of things that are coming up and happening, and I'm really, really excited about that. So please keep me in your prayers and your thoughts and prayers as I continue to grieve And I'm thanking God for keeping me in this process, keeping me. And guess what? He's keeping me. He's keeping you. He's keeping us. And guess what? It's going to be okay because he's in control. I want to say God bless you. Thank you so much, guys, for coming through tonight. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you, guys, for those who've been here. Please share this on your pages, this broadcast on your pages. Please tell people about our ministry. And I just want to say God bless you and thank you so very, very much. You know, and, you know, guys, listen to this. We need each other. We need each other. I need you. You need me. Guess what? We do. We do. We do. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Whoever you are, just praise him and thank him. Praise him and thank you. Have a good night. Be encouraged, guys. And I will see you again really, really soon. God bless you.